Hello and welcome to the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, featuring performers and venues that enrich the arts and cultural experience in the Allegheny Highlands of the two Virginias. For many years now, Lewisburg and Greenbrier County has hosted marches and ceremonies for Martin Luther King Jr. Day that have drawn people from many surrounding counties celebrating the principles of peace and goodwill that are at the heart of King's legacy. But for those living in Pocahontas, making the long drive to Lewisburg is not always easy, especially when the weather is iffy. With that in mind, two dedicated volunteers have this year brought the celebration to Pocahontas. Margaret Worth is an AmeriCorps volunteer for the Pocahontas Opera House, and Hallie Harold is an AmeriCorps volunteer for the Pocahontas County Free Libraries. I spoke with Margaret about how the idea for a local Martin Luther King Jr. Day celebration came to be.
Participating in a project somewhere is one of the things that you're asked to make a commitment to do during the year. The Opera House AmeriCorps position is sponsored by the Preservation Alliance of West Virginia, and they ask that at some point you do a project in one of their buildings. Their goal and mission statement is to use restored buildings to revitalize and build community. So Hallie and I just put our heads together and said, well, we're both here, and we haven't had Martin Luther King celebration in town that either one of us ever knew about, and we just thought it might be a nice idea.
Hallie is sponsored by the High Rocks Educational Corporation.
Normally, all of the High Rocks members would go to the Lewisburg celebration, but she did ask, and she was given permission to do something here, and then three or four of her fellow members from around the area with High Rocks are going to come here also.
Since Monday, January 21st, is a national holiday with schools closed, Margaret said it made sense to have activities geared towards children and families.
Hallie's volunteers are going to be at the Opera House and do read-alouds and some community-centered type coloring, drawing, painting kinds of creations, give kids a chance to think about what it means to be part of a community. And they're going to do that in the morning. The library's open at 10, I think. So starting at 10 and going until about noon, they're going to just have some read-alouds and some times for the kids to visit the libraries. Then there is a heritage room at the McClintock Library in Arlington, so that's going to be open. And there are a few specific articles that are specific to Black history in our community and in the county. And we're hoping to bring a few things from the Marlington Museum over. At noon, the bells are going to ring at the Presbyterian Church and the Episcopal Church. And the Methodist Church rings their bells at noon every day. That's kind of the initial thing that was recommended when we began to celebrate this as a national holiday, was to just ring the bells of freedom once again.
At noon, community members are invited to share a meal of soup and bread at the Opera House with various presentations by school kids and other community members. They'll also be showing the documentary The Witness, which is the story about the assassination of Dr. King, as told by Reverend Samuel Billy Kiles, who stood by Dr. King on the balcony in Memphis when he was murdered.
I mean, I've been racking my brain and watching and reading everything I could for the past 6 weeks to figure out what would be the most impactful thing to play. It just seems to shine really more about maybe current things that are happening. It was the striking garbage workers, sanitation workers in Memphis that invited him to come to Memphis. For me, it was very compelling as a reflection of some things that, you know, might be helpful for us to look back at history and see.
Other planned activities include walking tours and painting clay doves at the former Pocahontas Woods building at 503 3rd Avenue, accessible via the Greenbrier River Trail. Margaret says the history of the National Alliance, a nationally recognized hate group that was based in the Mill Point area of the county, is still relevant in 2019.
The most compelling thing for me is that Pocahontas County is still listed as a location for the hate group when you look at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And my personal feeling is, as long as it's listed there, we need to be pretty vigilant in a presence that says that's not really what we promote.
Brochures listing all of the Martin Luther King Jr. Day activities in Pocahontas can be found at the county libraries and visitor centers. For the Allegheny Mountain Showcase, I'm Heather Nideck.